1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Talk
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Los Angeles officials giving an update on the I-10 situation. It's been closed since a massive fire under the freeway. Cal State Transportation Agency spokesman Tokes Omishakin says they're doing what they can to ease congestion.
There are 300,000 people who normally travel the I-10. It's one of the busiest freeway corridors in the entire country. And so we want to make sure, again, that people have those options available to them as long as this roadway closure exists.
The chemical fire, now under investigation, started in a storage facility. Battles around hospitals in Gaza forcing thousands more Palestinians to flee from some of the last shelters that are open. Some critically wounded patients cannot be moved, but doctors at the territory's largest hospital say they've run out of fuel for generators. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott abruptly announced last night that he is dropping out of the 2024 presidential race, surprising even his own campaign staff and donors. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. Some local programs say they'll have to close. Efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee could be in trouble. The state Senate votes tomorrow on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of this morning, not enough senators support it to pass it. The bill's author is Republican Dan Fine.
We're still in session until February, March, so this is not over for this session. We're hopeful to get to some kind of an agreement before we adjourn for the year.
Fine on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, if you get a text from the United States Postal Service, ignore it. Oshkosh police say scammers send a text to someone posing as the USPS, saying they received a package, but that there is incorrect information. They provide a link and a QR code and ask people to click the link to confirm. Once the victim is on the website, scammers ask for credit card information, saying they need it to deliver the package. The USPS says they do not send text messages asking for credit card information. Let's stay with scams for the moment. If you're a Brown County veteran or family member, you might be the target of scammers. WBAY-TV reports that scammers are trying to get money from veterans and their families. They pose as VA advocates and pressure people to act now for veteran benefits for high fees. The Better Business Bureau says veterans and their families saw higher losses financially last year when it came to scams and fraud. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9, the Talk of Green Bay News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
The Packers with another loss on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-19. It came down to the final play of the game. 3 seconds left on the clock, 16 yards from the goal line. Jordan Love throws to Christian Watson, but the pass intercepted. Watson asked if the play was similar to others this season.
You know, I'm just running the route, you know, trying to get into the end zone. You know, obviously, you know, leave everything else to 10. You know, try to fit it in somewhere. But at the end of the day, it's a tough situation to be in.
The Packers host the Chargers Sunday. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks. Back at Fiserv Forum tonight against the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks lost over the weekend to the Magic in Orlando, 112-97. Giannis with 35 points and 10 rebounds, but without Damian Lillard dealing with a calf injury. College football, at the start of the season, the Wisconsin Badgers were ranked 19th in the nation. Saturday, they lost again, this time to Northwestern, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
The expectation sometimes, you got to find a way to get over top of that. Right now, we have not.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine outside this afternoon with a high of 55. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear sky tonight, lows dip down to about 30. Cloudy skies tomorrow, highs level off around 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 52.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media?